Thank you, President. It is a pleasure for the Gambia to take the floor as a coordinator on transparency measures to highlight the work that has been taking place in the period under review. Over the last 12 months, the Gambia, in its capacity as the thematic coordinator on transparency measures, had two main objectives. Firstly, to facilitate the amendment of the Article 7 reporting template in line with the Lausanne Action Plan, Action 45, and secondly, to encourage the 8 state parties that had not done so to submit their initial Article 7 reports. We engaged member states of the coordination committee, state parties, and CSO stakeholders in mine action work to provide inputs and proposals on the current Article 7 reporting template. The coordinator in December 2022 circulated the original Article 7 report template for suggestions and proposals in line with Action 45 of the Lausanne Action Plan. With a view to remain transparent, the coordinator between January and June 2023, with the support of the ISU, conducted a series of consultations and meetings with members of the Convention's Coordination Committee, civil society organizations, and the CCM member states in the process. As we all are aware, all state parties to the Convention on Cluster Munitions are required to report initially within 180 days of entry into force of the convention for the state party, and then annually provide updates by 30th April of each year. The Gambia interacted with state parties through bilateral meetings and follow-up letters through our Geneva, Addis Ababa, and New York missions to remind them on the submission of their initial reports. Consultation with CSOs was done in collaboration with the Presidency and the ISU to gather their proposals for the amendment of the reporting templates. We worked together with the Presidency and ISU to send reminders regularly to state parties to encourage them to submit their annual and initial reports in a timely manner. By the beginning of the third quarter, 2023, Saint-Thomé and Principe submitted its initial report. However, 7 state parties, namely Cabo Verde, Comoros, Congo, Guinea, Madagascar, Rwanda, and Togo, have yet to submit the overdue initial reports. Regarding annual transparency reports, it is worth noting that during the period under review, the number of states submitting their annual reports on time was encouraging, with many submitting their reports within the 30th April deadline. However, as at today, 44 state parties still have not submitted the 2022 annual transparency reports. Since the submission of the progress report, 8 additional state parties have submitted their 2022 annual Article 7 reports. This brings the total number of received annual Article 7 reports to 58 out of 102, which translates to an annual reporting rate of 57%. Mr. President, in conclusion, the Gambia, as coordinator on reporting, we wish to take this opportunity to appeal to those states that still need to submit their initial report and annual report to do so, and if possible, before the end of this month. For the amended reporting template, we call on the support of all member states to adopt the template. I thank you.